Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. In just a bit, our next guest will hit the road with his band for a show in Mesquite, New Mexico. Kenny Fidler grew up in Baltimore. As a fan of Chris LeDoux, he began writing bareback and writing songs centered around the lives of rodeo cowboys. Like LeDoux, he sold homemade recordings out of his trunk, and word of mouth was his best friend. Fidler's hard-rocking alt-country band, the Cowboy Killers, plan on plenty of shows this summer and spring, including a date in Philip on June 14th. Their new CD, The Cowboy Killers, was released earlier this year. Joining us now in the Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio in SDPB's Rapid City studio for a moment in sound, we have Kenny Fidler and his lead guitarist, Clade Schulke. Kenny, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Clade, thanks for being here as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
Kenny, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about the latest release, Cowboy Killers, and how it sort of fits into the evolution of your sound overall.
Well, we've been sitting on these songs for a couple years now. Like you mentioned, all of our stuff in the past is just homemade recordings, mostly solo stuff that I've done. And so we've been sitting on these songs for a while, and the timing's kind of been right. We've developed a pretty extensive following across all the digital platforms, so we really just wanted to do it right this time. So we recorded here, actually in Spearfish at the Music Room with our friend Eric Domkowski, and so we kind of kept it in the state, which was nice to do, and because there's a lot of good music in South Dakota.
When you say extensive following, we should say, you know, like 11 million listeners, sort of that kind of extensive.
We don't like to brag about, yeah, right, but we're really thankful. So it's we're lucky. We've been fortunate where the bigger machine's been kind of hard hit with the digital stuff. It's sure helped little guys like us.
Yeah, I'll do the bragging for you. So and so will your millions of fans. All right, what would you like to play for us first? Let's get started with the music.
This is Runaway off the new one.
Full shine tires on Cadillac. Always said I want to go like that. Hugs the corners, eats up those little white lines. Detroit made, and she's all mine. Ain't no sense to all the wandering. Guess I like how leaving feels. No red roses for my darling. Caught in the web of a spinning wheel. Thank you. for another man. Dust cloud rolling past the city limit. Two hearts pumping with the pistons on 8 and 9. Leaving town tonight.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Moment in Sound on SDPB Radio. Our guest today, Kenny Fidler. The new CD is The Cowboy Killers. He's in the studio in Black Hills along with guitarist Clade Schulke. And Kenny, tell us a little bit about how you ended up in South Dakota in the first place. You had sort of a longing to be here.
My wife is from Philip, we met down in going to school in Oklahoma, and we weren't really sure if we were going to move back up here, and it was just the right thing, and we love it here. So we're really happy to be in South Dakota, and it's really worked well. Clade is actually my wife's cousin, and we're best friends. So
there you go.
So it was a really handy situation. So I got to thank my wife Blaine for that. So
all right, it all works out. Tell us a little bit about your rodeo background, and I specifically want to know, like, what is the connection between rodeo and music, in the sense that you could really take your music, to rodeos and sell it, but then also get inspiration for you as an artist.
Like you mentioned with like the Crystal Dew songs, it had such an impact on me when I was younger. It kind of filled that void of not really belonging. And, you know, I wanted to be a cowboy when I was little, and we grew up in town, and I don't know why it worked out that way, but I just idolized that guy. And so I started rodeoing back there, and then college rodeo down in Oklahoma, in Alva. And there's just, I think it's the amount of time you spend on the road that really, really gives you the fuel for the songs, and it also makes them palatable to the people doing the same thing. You kind of form a brotherhood, and I guess, and sisterhood too, with those gals at rodeo, that they spend so much time traveling and away from their families and with a couple people. So yeah, I think they just speak, the songs just speak to those people that way. It's a unique thing, and we're lucky to have them listen to our music. So
yeah. All right, what will you play for us next, please?
This is an older song that I kind of recrafted. It's called Pale Horse. It's a reprise. So it's a little darker, so I hope you guys don't mind.
Already, yeah.
All right.
There's some pale horse coming across the plains, got lightning flowing from his mane, just awaiting somebody in a triple latch, death riding, death riding on his back. Boy and death There's a pale horse coming across the plains, got lightning flowing from his mane, just awaiting somebody in a trippin' lash, death riding, death riding on his back.
That is Kenny Fidler and Clade Schulke in the SDPB Black Hills studio for today's Moment in Sound. Kenny Fidler and the Cowboy Killers. You can get the new CD from the 2019 release of the Cowboy Killers. And tell me, Kenny, when you take a song like that and you sort of, you know, recraft it a little bit, you know, what are you looking for?
You know, when I first wrote that song, it was... I can't even tell you how many years ago it was, and not that my musical skills have improved that much, but they were much more limited then, and I wasn't surrounded with by talented musicians, so
right.
I try to reach out and do stuff that's more unique and stuff that gives the guys something to work with. So with that one, it definitely took a lot darker turn, and in the process, I guess, and because the original is a little more lighthearted, and that's just kind of the way it turned out. And
now it's just straight up revelations, you know?
Yeah, it's straight revelations now. But and I don't like actively seek out to write dark, scary songs. It's just I think it's easy to convey the emotion in those songs, and that's what makes them special. Because I don't want to listen to depressing music all the time, but if I'm going to listen to a sad song or a darker song like that, then I really wanted to kind of kick it in the teeth, you know?
Right. So, I would just call it intense. Do you think that has some, you know, emotional maturity too as well? That, or not emotional maturity, I mean like confidence. Just at some point as an artist, you're willing to take a bigger risk and say, you know, this is where the song wants to go. I think the audience is going to go with me.
Of course. You know, we've kind of pushed the limits with our audience a little bit in the past just to try to test the waters, and I think now we've kind of settled in on something that's a sound that's uniquely ours. The lyrical content is kind of stayed true with the stuff I've done in the past, but it's definitely a lot more rock and roll. It's unique, so I can't really pin it down. It's not really right there in country music. It's not rock, straight up rock and roll, but and it's not straight up cowboy music either. So we're finding a unique blend, and that's the goal. The goal is to be ourselves, so right. I'm hoping it rings true with this album.
Well, and then the thing is you sort of look at each other and realize you've hit something new. That,
sure.
You know, because it doesn't fit exactly in any of the expected places, that means you're onto something now, right?
I hope so. I hope people like it, and you know, the nice thing about this album is it has a wide variety of songs on it that there's going to be something for everybody on there, and that wasn't the intention, but after we finished the recording process, we're like, you know what, I think someone's going to find something they like on here, no matter who they are. So that was kind of a nice end result.
Tell me, you recently played in Rapid City at a new venue, is that, do I understand
yes.
that? Yeah, tell us
yes,
about
I
that.
Did.
Tell us about that venue and really the crowd and sort of the, you know, the feel of that night.
Sure. Trap Kit, who's a good friend of mine, had a sold out show over at Oak Roasters, which is a brand new venue. It was a great show, and Trap Kit and I actually wrote a song together, and we'll probably be putting that out. I think we haven't really set a date for it, but it's recorded, and we're gonna put it out as a single this spring sometime after the album kind of newness wears off. But it was a great time. It was a nice intimate setting, and I think the people there really loved it.
Yeah.
And he's such a kind of rock star anyway, so.
Right.
We have a great community here of musicians and songwriters, and for as big as the state is, the community is really small and tight. And so we're really fortunate to have each other.
So when you follow your own path as an artist and you kind of go from, you know, doing everything yourself in your basement to now work with, you know, these current musicians to a collaboration with Trap Kit and you know, what's in the future, to really the relationship you have with an audience, which becomes collaborative as well. What can you say about sort of figuring out how to do that in a way that you know, maintains who you are, but then also helps you grow?
I think it's... there's a lot of it that's from the creative standpoint, where you just know that you have to grow. And like say with the Wildest Things single that we're doing with Trap Kit, that was a song that it was definitely outside of what I normally do, and I was like, you know what, I need to take this to someone in a totally different genre that's going to think outside the box on it. And it really helps to make your music better when you can start putting that trust in the people. Like, the first people I put the trust in with the songs is my band. We bounce stuff up back and forth, Clayton and I and Scott and Mike. We bounce that stuff back and forth, but there's only so, because we've played together and spent so much time together, it's good to get that outside perspective and take it to someone that can really step it up a notch. So, yeah, I think you retain as much as you want of yourself in the music, but still allow people in, whether it's the audience or other artists.
Yeah. As you find that success, and as that success takes you really to the next level and the next town, the next place, you spend a lot of time on the road. What is that road time like for you?
You know, it's hard at sometimes, or at some points where, you know, my wife Blaine and some towns are at home and they can't, it's just not, doesn't work out for them to go with us. And everyone else has families that are home. We miss our families dearly while we're gone, but we're also at a point where we either get out there and travel our butts off or we stay at home. And so we kind of need to do that to build a fan base. And it's not even building a fan base. It's meeting those listeners where they live, because we haven't had the chance. Really, this past 2 years, we've started taking it seriously. And so we've really been pushing for it. And it seems stuff has been kind of like water falling for us. So I just really try to make the point to get to where people want to listen to us. Most of our audience base is in Texas. And right. So we have to travel to the Southwest and get to where the people listen to the music. And it's kind of our way of saying thank you. Like, yeah, we might not make a ton of money traveling the way we do, and we spend a lot of ridiculous hours on the road, but we're getting to the people that want to hear our music, so that's the important thing, and our families understand that.
Are you able to make that creative time as well, or is it just like, no, that's not going to happen on the road, that's when I come home and have time to sort of get in a different space?
You know, as I've kind of grown up, when I first started writing music, they would kind of all come at once, and I felt like I had just one after another, and now it's I'll get like a little idea or something, and I'll sit on it for a while. And I used to write a lot of music on, not the safest way to do it, but I'd write it on the notepad on my phone while I was driving by myself. But it's just one of those things that it does give you some inspiration, and the whole process might not take place on the road, but you definitely get inspiration when you're all together and you can kind of work on something. So
let's hear one more song, please.
All right, this one's pretty near and dear to me. This is called Cosmic Cowboy, and I wrote this for my wife and my boy Towns.
Cruising along out in the hemisphere, I got eyes full of neon. I wish you were here. Everybody settles honky-tonk bars, but I'm high as a kite, hanging out with the stars. Say, hey, honey, I'm on a roll, the world took me for a ride. Still got a hole, gonna break it just to make it a little better for you, then take it for a spin and go dance on the moon. Up here the world is such a little place, and got a room with a view and plenty of space. spent your whole life looking up at the sky. If your world wasn't heavy, you'd probably fly. Hey, honey, I'm on a roll. The world took me for a ride. Still got a hole, gonna break it just to make it a little better for you. Then I'll take it for a spin and go dance on the moon. Sky's on fire tonight, nothing you've ever seen. Let no storm bring you back to me. God's the cowboys with a hopeful shining light. Wish I'd catch a comet by the tail. It's running astray. I'll be sitting on you between the moon and Mars, burning up the night with floating guitar. Hey, honey, we're on a roll. The world took us for a ride. Still got a hole, gonna break it just to make it a little better for you. Then we'll take it for a spin and go dance on the moon. Dance on.
Today's Moment in Sound, Kenny Fiddler, Clade Schulke on guitar there in the SDPB Black Hills studio. Kenny, I love that song.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, the whole album is remarkable. People can download it, you know, wherever they get their music. Where can they get the CD itself?
From our website at kennyfiddlermusic.com. We have a store on there, so and you can download off of there, too. It's the best way to put the money directly to the band if you go through the website, but we really appreciate people listening, buying, streaming, however suits you. So, thank you.
Good luck on the road. Thanks so much for being here with us today. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for having us.